WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu.
The yeas are 281 and the nays are 140. The motion is adopted.
The House approving and sending to the Senate the almost $900 billion National Defense Authorization Act, about 1% more than last year. It also provides for a double-digit pay raise for about half of the enlisted service members. It also bars the military's health insurance program from covering gender-affirming care for the children of service members. The Supreme Court of Montana is leaving the state law banning gender-affirming treatment for trans youth blocked. The justices agreeing with a lower court that found the law likely violates the right to privacy. There will be a trial on that. He was 7 years into a 10-year term, appointed by then-President Trump. Christopher Wray announced he's resigning as FBI director at the end of the Biden administration. The president-elect wants Cash Patel in the job now. This is ABC News. The head of the richest pharmaceutical company in the world announced studies to determine if weight loss drugs can fight various addictions.
Weight loss drugs are good at this, says David Ricks.
They are reducing that desire cycle.
Ricks, the chief of Eli Lilly, which makes one of those popular drugs, Zepbound, wants to see if that help with impulse control can be extended.
Next year, you'll see Lilly start large studies in alcohol abuse and nicotine use, even in drug abuse.
And?
We'll also begin studies in anti-inflammatory conditions.
Which are considered links to various illnesses. Rick spoke at the Economic Club of Washington.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. His name was George Kresge, Jr. Generations of TV watchers knew him as the amazing Kreskin. His friend reports Kresge died Tuesday at home in Caldwell, New Jersey. The mesmerizing entertainer and mentalist was popular for decades. George Kresge, Jr., the amazing Kreskin, was 89 years old. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
We're going to meet each other out in beautiful Seattle. My youngest godson lives out there. He works for the Navy at the Bremerton Naval Shipyard.
Oh, this is like your trip to L.A. There's always a connection over here.
Well, sure, because there's no hotel cost. I crash on people's couches. Right?
You are as innovative as you are cheap. That's a beautiful thing. You are
correct.
Thrifty, my friend. Are you sure Todd's a former Republican? Yes. Yes, he is.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Packers' Luke Musgrave returns. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers tight end Luke Musgrave is back at practice after injuring his left ankle against the Vikings late September and finally having surgery about 2 weeks later.
I definitely knew that I hurt it, but we didn't know that it probably needed surgery until after the Rams week.
How's your body feeling now?
Feeling good. Still getting back into it, still working into the ankle, but body feels good. Been in the weight room a lot, so it's been really good.
Some good news for the Badgers football team. Wide receiver Trek Kekahuna changed his mind last night and decided to stay at Wisconsin, but both quarterbacks, Braden Locke and Tyler Van Dyke, have entered the transfer portal. Baseball, the Brewers added two minor league pitchers, Grant Wolfram from the Rangers and Connor Thomas from the Cardinals. Brewers GM Matt Arnold at the winter baseball meetings in Dallas.
We're excited about having Freddie Peralta at the top of our rotation. We had guys like Tobias Meyer step up. Really happy with Aaron Civale at the end of last season. There are a lot of different options there. I think we'd certainly be open to adding another starter as well.
That's Brewers GM Matt Arnold with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. You might think Americans don't work as hard as they used to, but that is not true at all when it comes to TV watching. Tube viewing was up 5% overall for the month of November, but that does not include Thanksgiving, which would have driven the numbers up even higher. According to Nielsen, the reason for the increased viewing was the election, World Series, and the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul snoozefest. A Nielsen pie graph shows broadcast networks with 23.7% of viewers. Streaming services accounted for 41.5%, which is up 1% from the previous month. Cable accounted for 25% of TV watching. In the category of other, on the graph, it showed 9.7%. I'm guessing those are people who just leave the TV on and stare at the Roku home screen indecisively. Speaking of streaming, Netflix really hit a home run last month with the Tyson-Paul fight, even though it left viewers watching mostly a rotating buffering ball. Netflix's The Lincoln Lawyer was the most viewed streamer for the month with 3.9 billion views. Well done, Couch Potatoes. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see a few scattered clouds in the overnight. The big story, though, frigid temperatures will be just below zero. Our wind chills between 15 and 20 below with a blustery northwest wind. Mostly sunny skies on Thursday, highs near 10 above. It's zero at our studios.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, we'll go in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar before talking about giving back for the holidays with Major Beverly Bates from the Salvation Army Christmas Family Feast.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10. News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Test, test, test. Oh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff, they just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you gotta stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The Todd Alba Show.
Cash Patel, who Trump has nominated to be the head of the FBI, saying he wants to basically shut down the main parts of the FBI. Bill Barr, MAGA Republican Attorney General to Donald Trump. Quote, the very idea of moving Patel into a role like this showed a shocking detachment from reality. Unquote. This is not the left calling out Patel. This is the right.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
James says, I still send out Christmas cards. I actually have an annual family gathering that we get together and fill them out, or some even make their own. I sent out around 45 cards this year. That sounds very sensible. 45 cards is doable. I'm down with that, Sarah. Sarah continues, the annual card day is a fun day of food, Christmas movies, catching up. It's a fun time. Now, see, that's a great idea. If you make an event of it, it's less painful. Because I used to sit down, my wife and I would sit down and address these cards and put a personalized message. It was so time-consuming. You got to track down people's addresses. Do I sound like a curmudgeon?
Kind of.
I'm okay with that. Craig Anthony checking in on the stream. Always used to send out Christmas cards complete with a summary letter of all the cool things that took place over the year. It also included a family picture. When it got to be too hard to get the picture taken each year, the cards sadly stopped as well. Craig, I think you just need to send a picture of just because I think it takes guts. You know what would be
just want to knock the beats out quick?
Yeah, or you want to do Catherine's thing first and then the beats?
Just do the beats first and then we'll do the other stuff after.
Oh, crap. Hold on a second.
News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu.
The yeas are 281 and the nays are 140. The motion is adopted.
The House approving and sending to the Senate the almost $900 billion National Defense Authorization Act, about 1% more than last year. It also provides for a double-digit pay raise for about half of the enlisted service members. It also bars the military's health insurance program from covering gender-affirming care for the children of service members. The Supreme Court of Montana is leaving the state law banning gender-affirming treatment for trans youth blocked. The justices agreeing with a lower court that found the law likely violates the right to privacy. There will be a trial on that. He was 7 years into a 10-year term appointed by then-President Trump. Christopher Wray announced he's resigning as FBI director at the end of the Biden administration. The president-elect wants Kash Patel in the job now. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Packers' Luke Musgrave returns. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers tight end Luke Musgrave is back at practice after injuring his left ankle against the Vikings late September and finally having surgery about 2 weeks later.
I definitely knew that I hurt it, but we didn't know that it probably needed surgery until after the Rams week.
How's your body feeling now?
Feeling good. Still getting back into it. Still working into the ankle, but body feels good. Been in the weight room a lot, so it's been really good.
Some good news for the Badgers football team. Wide receiver Trek Kekahuna changed his mind last night and decided to State of Wisconsin, but both quarterbacks, Braden Locke and Tyler Van Dyke, have entered the transfer portal. Baseball, the Brewers added two minor league pitchers, Grant Wolfram from the Rangers and Connor Thomas from the Cardinals. Brewers GM Matt Arnold at the winter baseball meetings in Dallas.
We're excited about having Freddie Peralta at the top of our rotation. We had guys like Tobias Myers step up. Really happy with Aaron Civale at the end of last season. There are a lot of different options there. I think we'd certainly be open to adding another starter as well.
That's Brewers GM Matt Arnold with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Even though the parents have already been met several times, there is talk of a new Meet the Parents chapter. Deadline reports that actors Robert De Niro, Terry Polo, Ben Stiller, and Blythe Danner are in talks to appear in the new film. Most of the producer team is returning, but there is no one attached yet to direct. Details about the plot are being kept hush-hush. What on earth could this possibly be about? I'm guessing family-related discomfort. We are learning a lot about Jamie Foxx thanks to his new comedy special on Netflix. In addition to addressing his stroke a couple years ago and the 20-day coma that followed, Foxx used the platform to announce that he is done dating white women, adding humorously that he will no longer eat potato salad and raisins. Before you judge him, if you are, I'm done dating white women too, mostly because I'm married to a white woman who loves potato salad. I don't get it either, Jamie. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be cold, but not as windy today. Mostly sunny with a high right around 10 this afternoon. The wind west at 5 to 15. Clear tonight with a low down to around zero. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 25 with some freezing rain and snow. It'll be light, but possible tomorrow night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
The temperature now is zero.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge. There's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase "you are what you eat" is very true because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show and I felt kind of doughy and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin will be joining us. Also, Paul Noonan to talk all things sports and Aaron Rodgers. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
One, two, come on.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy still not convinced computers are here to stay, Pete Schwabba.
All right. Well, it took us a little while, folks, but we got it together here, and we are lighting it up a little late tonight due to some technical difficulties we had, but our outstanding engineers in Madison and here in Green Bay worked tirelessly to get us live on the air. So it is great to be with you, and hopefully better late than never. Wherever you are in Wisconsin, welcome to Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba. And riding shotgun here and working diligently to get us on the air is the lovable producer, Conrad. Well done, young man.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate
it. Tip of the hat to, who is it, Chris Casper? Drew?
It was Drew.
Well done, Drew. You guys are the best. Thank you for getting us back on the air. Glad we could be with you. And we will bring you the last three quarters of Nightlight tonight. Conrad, let's get the question in quick before we bring Dan in. Can we do that?
All right. Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What app can you not live without? That's right. It is National App Day, ladies and gentlemen. National App Day. So our question tonight, we're doing it in a very abbreviated fashion here so we can get to our guests. What app can't you live without? Let us know. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I'll start my poker app. I got to play Texas Hold'em. I've probably been playing for 20 years. I cannot live without my Texas. Now, email aside and all the things that technically are apps like banking and stuff like that, what's the one app you're kind of addicted to? Let us know on the text line, on the stream, or on the app. However you are finding us, just please find us and be part of the show. Conrad, what about you?
I would have to say it's YouTube for me.
Really? Okay, that's a good one. Yeah, you know
I watch a lot of content, I feel like, on there. And I feel like if I didn't have it, I'd be like, whoa.
Yeah, me too.
I have to watch a movie now. I can't just watch like a 13 minutes.
It's probably a close second to me too. So, but let us know what you think. We've got a great show tonight, even though it's abbreviated. Coming up at 7:05, Kurt Kraus will be here in studio talking independent film and about his latest project. He is a Northeastern Wisconsin-based actor. But right now, let's not waste any more time. The kidding around is pretty much over. I'm very excited to welcome this next guest. He joined the Civic Media team a few months ago. He's an absolute political rock star, and he is an award-winning. He's the creator of the award-winning Recombobulation Area, a weekly column and online publication and podcast. Please join me, if you would, in welcoming Milwaukee journalist and Civic Media's own Dan Schaefer. Dan, how are you?
Good evening, Mr. Schwabba.
Dude.
So glad to be with you.
It's great to have you. I didn't think this was going to happen, but we've got a great team here at Civic Media, and they got us up and running. And I've been trying to have you on the show for a while now, so it's really fun. I love what you do, and you make politics and current events fun, and I absolutely love it.
Well, I appreciate that so much. And it's been quite the project. Getting the Recombobulation Area up and running and growing the project and all of that. And now it's even better to be joining everyone else here in the Civic Media extended universe.
Oh, well said. Are you okay? I have to get this out of the way. My wife was excited you're on the show tonight because she's also a UW Oshkosh grad. I did my research on you, and it's exciting. You've come a long way from the advanced Titan into the world of major national news and political politics. So great job.
Yeah, that's right. My first byline was at the UW Oshkosh Advanced Titan. My my sophomore year of college, I started writing opinion columns. A friend of mine in my English class was working at the Advanced Titan at the time. He said, "Hey, you're a pretty good writer. Would you ever want to write for the newspaper?" And I was like, "Oh, that sounds like a pretty good idea." And here we are 20 years later.
How about that?
Working in journalism. That's right.
Very cool. We also have a mutual friend, at least according to LinkedIn, Brad Lichtenstein. Do you know Brad?
Yeah, I think I covered Brad's work when he was doing some documentaries in and around Milwaukee. A couple famous moments in the, kind of after Act 10. Was passed a decade or so ago that he was able to capture.
he makes such good films, and he made a film called When Claude Got Shot. I interviewed him on my PBS TV show a few years ago. Great guy, great interview. So I feel like we're connected through many channels here, and it's a great way to kick off this interview, Dan.
Absolutely. So, well, it's Wisconsin is a big, small town in a lot of ways. We've all got like 1 or 2 degrees of separation between our neighbors around the state, don't we?
Absolutely. For those listening who haven't heard you on civic media, and I doubt there are many people, but just in case, tell us about the Recombobulation podcast and column and how it came to be. That's a great name, by the way.
Yeah, well, I know if I got nothing else right with the whole project, I got the name right. I've always loved the name at the. So I of course used the name from the Milwaukee airport, the famous post security area at the Milwaukee airport. You go through security, you take your shoes off, get everything through to get scanned and all of that, and then they have the signs up after you get through that says the recombobulation area. And now recombobulation area is not a word. It's not anything that is sanctioned at any official airport. It's something that's done in any kind of official capacity. And it's just uniquely Milwaukee. And actually, I worked at Milwaukee Magazine, about a decade ago now, and we were doing one of our best of issues. And one of the ideas that I pitched was the recombobulation area as one of the best of things in Milwaukee. And I got to learn a little bit more about it. And the former airport director, Barry Bateman, was just kind of a quirky guy. And he came up with this idea to have signs once you go through security, because, it's a discombobulating process, right? So you go through security and you piece everything together. And I thought that would be a great name for a weekly opinion column, because we have this discombobulating news cycle in the state of Wisconsin. And, you need a place to kind of take a moment, take a beat, get your shoes back on, piece everything together before you get to your destination. So I started that, the recombobulation area. Actually, it was a part-time effort that I started it. I was a stay-at-home dad at the time, started this in late 2019, started it as a weekly opinion column. And basically something to do while my daughters were napping, and then picked it up from there, eventually grew it to be, my full-time job and small business and all of that. And then, of course, as you mentioned earlier this summer, we joined the Civic Media Network, and I'm now the political editor at Civic Media, along with, being the founder and operator of the Recombobulation Area, which has grown to include podcasts and other contributors and the occasional video interview and all sorts of fun stuff.
So I love
it. It's been quite the journey.
Love stories like that, where you just kind of started off, like you said, in your home while your daughters are napping. Next thing you know, you're a mogul, Dan. You're building it into, you're almost at mogul status. So that's pretty cool. What are your favorite stories, without getting into too much inside baseball, regarding politics? What are your favorite type of stories to cover? Elections or breaking news regarding a politician or a scandal? It seems like your job is, there's never a dull moment.
Yeah, I really like to approach things from a lot of different ways. I'll be the data guy, and I'll be it'll be a deep dive on the numbers, on the polling, whatever it might be. And then sometimes I will take some time for a really big, feature story where I interview, dozens of people and try to stitch together a narrative. And then other times it will just be, it'll be very much like an opinion column, but it'll be what I have to say about a certain topic and what have you. So, I really like to, write about things, approach things from a lot of different ways. I'm a big basketball fan. And the way I kind of think about it is you can't just score one way, right? Can't score just shooting three pointers. You gotta score at the rim. You gotta make your free throws. You gotta make some long distance shots and all of that. So I really like to have a broad scope of ways to cover news and politics and try to do it in a way that is digestible and interesting and can, offer people an opportunity to really take some deep dives on some big topics too. One of the big projects that I've worked at the Recombobulation Area for the last couple of election cycles, and this year brought over to the Civic Media Network, was I wrote a preview series of every last race on the ballot for the Wisconsin State Legislature.
Right.
So yes, I'm the only guy crazy enough to preview all 115 races in the Wisconsin State Legislature. But I think, you know, those types of deep dives, that's the stuff that I really like to get into.
That's the epitome. That is the epitome of a deep dive. I'm talking to Dan Schaefer. He is the Civic Media political editor and does great work here under the same roof. Let me ask you this, Dan. When it comes to politics, who is someone on the left and someone on the right that you think has a bright future in the party or could bring people together looking down the road a bit? Is there someone in each party?
Well, I like to keep things local. So we'll start, just focusing on people, I guess, within Wisconsin. You know, there's a whole lot of different approaches you could take to answer that question on a national scale. But I'll talk about Wisconsin first here. And so I am, of course, based in Milwaukee. And when I was just getting started, one of the first races I really covered around here was the one for Milwaukee County Executive when it was an open race in early 2020. And one of the people I endorsed in that race actually was now County Executive David Crowley. And, you know, he has, you know, he's a real up and comer in Milwaukee politics. He was just reelected last year to his second term. And, you know, he really tries to approach politics as a bridge builder and wants to bring people together. He was in the legislature before running for Milwaukee County Executive and talked about taking a bipartisan approach on different things. And I think, you know, especially in Milwaukee, where we have, you know, it can be a very segregated city in a lot of ways. We can have a lot of polarizing politics between the city and the suburbs. And I think Crowley really takes, you know, a very forward thinking, inclusive type of approach to being a county executive. And I do think that's going to bode well for him in the future. You know, he's a pretty young guy as well. He's, like I said, he's in his second term. He's a millennial like myself and in his late 30s. And, you know, I know he also has I've run into him around town a few times. He also has daughters, young daughters, and I also have young daughters. So we have a lot in common nice. That way as well. So I think he's somebody with a real bright future in Wisconsin politics.
Cool. And is there a local person from the right? I don't even know if he is from the right or left, who you just said, but is there someone on the other side of the aisle that you think coming up could unite people or has a bright future?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. Well, so David Crowley is a Democrat, of course. Okay. So he is coming from that side of things. You know, I don't necessarily agree with all the time, but somebody who I do think does have a bright future in the state, I think, is Brian Stile. I do take a close look at the numbers, a lot of these races. And, you know, he was just reelected in the first congressional district. And, you know, even though that he had more, he was coming up against more spending this cycle than he had in previous ones, he you know, expanded his margins a little bit. So I do think, you know, he has a potentially bright future in the state of Wisconsin as well.
Great answers. We are going to I want to ask you before we do a quick break here, Dan, do you have a favorite political or journalism movie?
Oh, that's a great question.
Spotlight.
I'll go with Spotlight. I really did like Spotlight a lot. Yeah, I'll go with that one. That was a more recent one. You know, I had Wisconsin native Mark Ruffalo in that one. So good to have a Wisconsin connection with that one. Yeah, I would say Spotlight is a more recent one. I would say, you know, a show that I like, I watch more TV shows than I do movies. And this is a show that gets to a lot of different parts of government, a lot of different parts of journalism. My favorite show of all time is The Wire on HBO.
Great show. I'm totally with you.
And I think, you know, people will talk about like what's the best show of all time. And people will say The Sopranos or Mad Men or Breaking Bad. I will always go with The Wire. And I think, you know, living in Milwaukee, there's a lot of comparisons to be made between Milwaukee and Baltimore. And what have you there. So I think that's my favorite show.
That's a great point. And that's a great political show too. They deal with City Hall and the police department. Phenomenal show by David Simon. Dan Schaefer is here. When we come back, I'm going to ask him, he got a shout out recently from a pretty famous person. I'll ask him about that. And we'll ask him what movies he loves to watch or hopes his kids pick because he has to sit through them too. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Yeah.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Luke Matheris, you let the dogs out.
I let the dogs out. It was me. After about 15 minutes, I go out there and I'm like, what is this mound? An opossum playing dead in the middle of the yard. So I'm out there kind of hollering, like trying to corral the dogs. And then we finally got Aurora to come in the house, stepped away for a little bit, came back and was gone. But I really hope that it remembers this traumatic experience and never comes back in my yard again.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
This shouldn't be a thing.
Michigan man leads lawnmower chase. I'll stop, says the suspect. Instead, he reaches under the seat and pulls out a gun.
Shoots himself in the hand.
The deputy has his taser trained on him, and yes, he tased him.
I'm not advocating for crime, but boost something that goes faster than cop on foot.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back. Steve says, Steve's in the 920. He says, Google Maps is an app I use every day. Due to my job, this app would have saved a lot of arguments on family trips trying to read a real paper map back in the day. I kind of miss the paper map. I have to be honest. I have no idea where I am now. But if my app is down, I'm screwed. Conrad's mom checks in and says, since we have moved to a different town, I can't live without Google Maps to find my way around. Well, there you go. Sounds like there's a blissful marital harmony there. With the Krieger household. We will read more of your texts in just a bit. We're playing catch up here. What is an app you can't live without? It's National App Day, and that's our question of the night here on Nightlight. Kurt Krause is coming up soon. We are going to talk about indie film here in Wisconsin and a new project he is working on. And right now, I'm excited to have Civic Media political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area. If you haven't checked it out, it's a great podcast and an online publication. You can check it all out at civicmedia.us. And the creator of said Recombobulation Area, I can't stop saying that name. I love it so much. Is Dan Schaefer, and he is here with us on the stream right now. Dan, we were talking about The Wire, and you know, I've been on the air just a little over a year, and I always feel like when I really like a show and I want to do it justice or pay homage to it somehow, I get overwhelmed and I don't know how to do it. Like, cause I can't spend too much time on it, but The Wire is one of those shows. And, do you have a favorite character?
Oh man. There's so many good characters, on that show. You know what? I would say one of my favorites is Bunny Colvin, the police.
Oh yeah.
Sergeant who tries to do things a little bit differently and keeps running up against blocks. Another Lester Freeman. He wants to follow the money. He's one of my favorites. And then you gotta love Omar. I mean,
I was just gonna say,
absolutely classic legendary character, played so well by the late Michael K. Williams.
He was so great, and he would walk the streets at night and rob drug dealers. And when you heard Omar whistling in the alley, like the tough guys went running. It was so great. It was just such an excellent show. And Lance Reddick was on the show too.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Played a very similar role on Bosch, which I also love as a cop show. But he was great on The Wire too. Hey, Dan, you recently, or maybe a couple months ago, got a shout out from Julia Louis-Dreyfus. And I don't even remember where I saw it, if it was somebody shared it from Civic Media or if it was on your Twitter feed. But what a cool thing. Seinfeld is such a great show. She's so great. How did you get connected with her? How did she become aware of you? Do you even know?
You know, it was just kind of one of those fortuitous things that happened. So about a year and a half ago now, I was working on a bunch of coverage of the 2023 Wisconsin Supreme Court race. And I got a message from somebody who said they were, you know, connected to Julia Louis-Dreyfus saying, hey, we want to, you know, get involved with this race. We want to talk to, you know, some advocates, some influencers, some different people in the mix for this race. And you ended up, it just happened to be one of the people that she got in touch with for this, and then was able to kind of connect with her team and all of that. And it was a really exciting opportunity. And then I wrote a piece at the time was about that race, about, you know, some of the big issues in it, about gerrymandering and about how that issue connected to so many other ones in Wisconsin. And then she was able to promote that on her various social channels. And then again, this year, when we made the big announcement that I would be joining Civic Media, she congratulated me on her Twitter feed there as well. And it's so funny the way these things work, right? You know, I'm a huge, huge Seinfeld fan. And I was on the phone with my sister. We share a Netflix account. She lives in a different state. And we were talking. We realized that we were both independently doing a Seinfeld rewatch at the time. And this was right days before I got the message from her team that they wanted to get involved or something. So it's almost like, you know, when you have an app open and you say, you know, you're out of toothpaste, then all of a sudden you get a bunch of toothpaste ads on your Facebook feed or whatever it is. It almost felt like that for me, saying, you know, cause we were doing the, you know, talking about the rewatch, we were both saying that her performance as Elaine on that show, it maybe holds up as well as anything from that series still today. And she's such an absolute legend. It was such a joy to be able to work with her on that.
That's so cool. And you're right. Her character, it's so strange. And I didn't realize this till you just said that. The guys almost, they're still funny, but they're not outdated. But there's something, if something is dated about Seinfeld, it's those performances. But she is like this, I don't know, she's just like a trailblazer as a female character.
She like transcends time and space, and it's, you know, and then so you look at all the stuff with her as Selena Meyer and as Veep, and all of that. She's just, you know, the greatest comedic actress of all in American history. That's
pretty good fan no to question. Have. Pretty good fan to have there, buddy.
I'll take it. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So when you're done covering politics at the end of the day, aside from The Wire, what are you watching now? You said you're more of a TV watcher than a movie watcher. What do you watch from an adult standpoint on TV before we get into your kids' movies?
Yeah. So, you know, as a parent of young children, I don't get a chance to go see a lot of movies in the theater. But it does also mean that I'm home at night a lot of the times. And after I put my kids to bed, I like to watch, you know, just different dramas, TV shows, things like that. I guess the most recent one that I really got into was the, you know, kind of the HBO spinoff show from the Batman universe, the show The Penguin.
Oh, yeah. Great show.
Which Colin Farrell has the performance as the Penguin there. It's a really good.
Do you even believe that's him? It's crazy.
It took me a couple episodes to even put it together that it was him.
Hey, Dan, can we keep you for a couple minutes after the news?
We
want to take a quick Christmas movie quiz. Dan and I are going to take it at the same time. Conrad picked like four movies. We'll do that. We'll just have a couple minutes more before we can send Dan back to take care of his kids tonight after Civic Media's award-winning news teams keeps you informed. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight. We'll have more with Dan Schaefer when we come back on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the center, WRCE. Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, we make our popcorn pick of the week with morning show host and former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt. And Madison film critic Rob Thomas joins the show, who has likely seen Jim's pick.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Pat Kreitlow, all your time in the media, television, radio, what have you, what was one or two of the oddest things that people were complaining about?
As a TV anchor, your hair.
You have some of the finest hair around. How could anybody criticize your hair?
Oh, well, because a consultant forced me to change it.
Were there focus groups?
I'm not aware of any focus groups other than the audience, which universally hated it. It was a bowl haircut.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. New evidence has now been linked to Luigi Mangione, accused of killing the United Healthcare CEO in New York last week.
In addition to Mangione matching the photograph of the suspect in New York, having the ID on him that was presented to that hostel on the Upper West Side, and all of the writings we know about, we now have ballistic evidence and fingerprints that tie Mangione back to this crime in New York City last week.
ABC's Peter Haralambos. Questions over who is flying those large drones over sensitive locations in the Northeast. Dozens of sightings reported since last month, including near President-elect Trump's Bedminster golf course. The Pentagon denies Iran is responsible. FBI Director Christopher Wray facing pressure from President Trump to announcing that he will resign at the end of the Biden administration in January, more than 2 years before his term was set to end. Ray greenlit investigations into Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election. This is ABC News.